I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News, and at the request of the 53% vote-getter in the primary, demolishing a field of five other contestants, Mayor ACDC Reeves is back with us. Congratulations, Mr. Mayor, on your big victory yesterday.
Thank you so much. I, growing up playing sports, I answered to AC or DC or whatever combination of initials that my coach thought of. So it always resonates with me.
And by the way, you know, I think I was the one who picked the DC talk music originally because I thought that was kind of perfect for you. And you said, all right, it's a new term. It's not yet a new term, but it's coming. So let's switch it up. I'm going for AC/DC, which I kind of like. Does this mean that you're here to do all kinds of nefarious black ops kinds of things now that you've been reelected so handily?
I'm sure I'll read about that on Facebook in a few months. But for now, no. It's merely the homage to, again, every initial that I hear. And we're celebrating this morning in Carline at school drop-off right now.
Oh, that's great.
I had to write a couple notes of why Caroline won't have her homework done last night. So,
she was too busy getting hugged by her dad on Channel 3 last night.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, she did a great job. And yesterday was social studies, just all day waving signs at Baby Park and entertaining the crowds at the party. So anyway, great night last night.
Can I just say, first, I'm going to say this because I actually had talked to you about this already, but we have been using the Baby Park Senior Center, I hate to say, but, because my wife is 50 and I'm 55. And there's all kinds of great activities there. And we play, like, pickleball at Vickery and, like, there are so many great facilities and opportunities in the city of Pensacola. We picked up kickball last fall playing with the city. So, like, there are so many different things to do. So, I know you didn't invent any of that stuff necessarily, but you oversee all that operation, and, you know, it's great. The other thing, and just a kudos to you and, you know, Tanya Vaden does such a great job. But the other one was I would love to see if maybe, there could be just a little more positivity toward the city now on social media. I mean, I get politics. Politics is war by other means. I get it. But I saw so much ridiculous stuff. It felt like to me, if you breathed, breathing was evil. You know, like, you know, there was one of the metal fronds from the street cleaner was left in my street. Why doesn't DC Reeves have recyclable metal fronds? Why does DC Reeves hate, you know, like, any way you could possibly get attacked for the most obscene thing. This thing about the rainstorm on Sunday or Saturday, like, dude, what are you talking about? It did way better than it's ever done before, and you're complaining. Like, I would just love to see some balance and reasonability online. I just, personal opinion.
Yeah, it's part of it, and especially when you get into campaign season where, you know, ultimately, you know, there's especially from an incumbent, non-incumbent standpoint, you're going to get a lot of big promises, right, of vision and, you know, but it doesn't really replace accomplishment in terms of, you know, having to be in it, good, bad, and things going well and things not going the way that you hoped. But, you know, that was my message to all of our supporters at our event last night was to say, hey, we can say that I can be a better mayor. There's no doubt about it. I think we can be better community members as a city. We can, our police can have the opportunity for improvement, our fire. Everybody, if we think we're perfect, then we're not very self-aware. That being said, that doesn't mean, and what I'm so appreciative of with the vote last night is that also doesn't mean that we have to tear down our city or say that everything that happens in our city is bad. Forget the mayor's office or city hall. I just mean what that vote tells me is that decisions aren't made on social media. They're made in living rooms, and they're made when you're FaceTiming your kid from college hoping that you have opportunity to move home. And so we can still serve all 55,000 people. We can still make investments across our city in every corner of our city. We can still do all those things and know that we're not perfect and that we're always working hard to be as good as we can be without saying that this place stinks and everything's terrible. Because certainly that's with that vote last night is not what our citizens are saying. What they're saying is we're going in the right direction and let's just try to be a little bit better tomorrow than we were today.
You know, and we're going to talk about this in a second after we get a quick traffic break. But I have said this many times. And it's a hard thing for a lot of politicians to hear, whether at the city council or the county commission level. But just because a group of angry 25-year-olds or 30 or 60-year-olds shows up and there's, you know, 15 or 20 or 30 of them, that is not the 55,000 people in the city. That's not the 330,000 people in the county. That's a small group of motivated people, and you got to learn to listen to them that way. And I thought that that showed itself nowhere better than with the curfew vote last week. We'll talk about that in a second. Mayor, I've said this several times. I just repeat for people who are just joining us. I am very concerned that some of our elected leaders, city council falls in this category, county commission also sometimes falls in this category, just because a group of highly motivated, politically engaged people, often socialists recently, show up and scream about data centers or flock cameras or a curfew that they clearly do not understand and have not read, and then they cave on a vote. Like, the police chief is begging them, give me this tool to solve a problem, and they won't even vote on it. I was embarrassed, and I have not covered this yet. I'll cover it probably tomorrow in detail because I thought some of the things that got said were just, like, what are you doing? But this, you got to remember, there is another 55,000 people out there who are not here tonight, right?
That's right. And, you know, I think the toughest thing at the local level, and I always remind our state and federal politicians, is I would say, listen, we go to town halls. So when a decision's made in Tallahassee or Washington, D.C., decisions are made and answered for at the local level. That being said, I absolutely agree with you. Frankly, and I think, you know, with some specific council members especially, decisions are made by a Facebook comment or a reaction to. And we've got to do more research than that, and we have to be more respectful, I think, of all 55,000 people than just what's the last thing I read on the internet before I came to this meeting. And the vast majority of our council does take all of that into consideration, but we try to do a really good job of saying, hey, you know, we hear these two or three or four people, because it's hard sometimes because you don't want to be dismissive of anybody who shows up. I love engaged people,
right?
But the difference, you said it best just a second ago, there's a big difference between engaged people because you came to a meeting and engaged people who, like, read the ordinance or that, like, actually, like, read the article that they're commenting on. Things like that's what I mean by engaged. There's nothing better for community, whether they agree with me or disagree with me, than people that say, hey, man, I read the notes, and Mayor, I got an issue with this, or I got a problem with that. There are many things that we address at the citizen level, at the city council level, that doesn't get hacked out in the meeting. It could be through email. Hey, great idea. Thank you, you know, for that. A lot of listening happens in this constructive level before something gets to a vote. And frankly, that's really my disappointment with the curfew. And again, I know you'll cover tomorrow, is, you know, all of the council members that had concerns at the last minute did not express any of those concerns to us in the almost 2 weeks leading up to this, that our team worked really hard. And so we're always open for interpretation, for how do we make this better. We should always be nimble and flexible like that. But, you know, it's a little discouraging and frankly, I think a little disrespectful to our police chief and to our city attorney's office that worked extremely hard. And the impression that this was knee-jerk or that this was sloppily put together is just not true. I would love to hear ahead of time if a council member has any type of issue. They don't have to read a Word document, you know, diatribe before they've even heard from the chief, which is obviously what Councilman Baer did during that vote. And so that's disappointing. But you know what? You know, we're going to certainly bring it back in September, and we're open to, again, we're open to any type of conversation about it. And so there's just a big difference, Andrew, between engagement because you came and said things that weren't facts at a meeting versus engagement through email, through town halls, through city council,
right,
where the goal is that we have a better Pensacola.
On the land development code rewrite approval, I just want to make sure I understand one thing. Trees became a big conversation point, and the way I understood this is, in the process of rewriting the LDC, there was some, you know, reshuffling, reordering, reprioritizing, and a couple of key changes on the trees portion, but that the big questions about tree replacement and tree size and costs were really going to come from you and Councilman Moore at a future, that we're kind of creating the placeholder for those changes. We're not accomplishing everything in this LDC right there. There's a version 2 coming on the trees. But do I have that basically right?
Exactly.
Okay.
There was already stuff happening in the LDC that were improving some of the that ordinance, modernizing some of that ordinance. So none of what Councilman Moore and I are bringing forward is conflicting that. it actually is just, it's really some further specifications as it pertains to the trees that we love most in this community, the heritage oaks, the southern live oaks, and making sure that those are really protected in the way that they need to be. And so we didn't want to stop the other process that had already started, but coming right behind it will be some of those additional modifications.
The Veterans Memorial Park restrooms, to me, is a great example of how government can try to do a thing and try to do it sort of right, and then it just kind of over time it can become such a big jumble, and why things, projects ultimately fail. You guys have actually gotten something done, which of course was not good enough for some people, even though where would the money come from to actually solve this? And it's as if you guys didn't want to do more and you were not trying. You know, I don't know. I get frustrated because we are finally going to have restrooms at Veteran Memorial Park. Are they the ideal, the dream, the wish list? No. But will they be better than what we've got now? Yes, that's often the result of government.
Exactly. And, sure, you know, it's a prefab building. And if we had every, you know, architectural thing that we wanted in it, not only would it be over budget, it wouldn't be allowed per flood laws. I mean, we weren't going to put a bathroom on stilts like it's at Pensacola Beach. And so to do that, we had to do some very specific things. So you don't get to check all the boxes, unfortunately. But here's what I can say. We've never been more engaging and more collaborative with a non-city organization to make this happen. And I've said it's an emotional issue over 12 years. But all I can speak to is the last 3.5. And what we've done in the last 3.5 is get all the funding for it. And we just got an approval for the building. And you're going to actually have two bathrooms going in. There's some conversation, Andrew, I want to clarify too on, well, why didn't we get four bathrooms? The reality is, number one, there's only one park out of 95 I can think of that has two bathrooms in it, in the city, that doesn't have a community center, for example, at Sanders Beach is the only place I can think of that has two bathrooms. Secondly, when there's the major events like Veterans Day, Memorial Day, those awesome events that VMP puts on there, two or four bathrooms isn't enough.
Right.
So, you know, I don't know where that came from, that we should have four bathrooms. That doesn't solve your major event problem, that you're going to still have to bring in bathrooms from the outside. But, you know, so we certainly, I think our data shows us that two bathrooms is more than enough. And I'm just looking forward to getting this thing done. And I'm sure that the MP is too, after talking about it for 12 years.
Yeah. And again, I think in the end, nobody's getting what we really wish we could have. But good Lord, the trouble of getting here, take anything,
right.
You know, you're not getting a BMW, but, you know, a Toyota's fine. You know, it's going to be fine.
That's right.
And you got some other things on. We don't really have time to get into it all, but you know, I thought last night you made a comment on Channel 3 that, you know, all these big projects that are kind of in process, you want to finish them up. The Burdon project, obviously it's a huge win. The airport project is a big deal. The Reverb project, you know, Baptist, you know, even getting a Superfund site as a possible location for the inland port, which I know will do a lot of things for us, because, you know, people don't really realize that the port is used so much for non-port things. And if you had an inland version of the port, you could do a lot with that, including for, you know, GE Vernova. There's a lot of things in the process, and you know, as always, we're out of time to talk about it, but you know, big things, trying to work on getting them through to fruition. We always like to end with a bit of a lightning round, you know, quick questions for you. So first one for you is, if you can get rid of any one insect, wave your, you know, DC AC/DC Reeves magic wand, get rid of one insect, which one do you get rid of?
I mean, you know, this time of year, it's got to be mosquitoes.
I mean, I'm in the same boat with you.
Horsefly was tough, you know, back when I was back in my canoeing days. You know, I would say horsefly, but I'm going to go with mosquitoes. That's got to be the number one, isn't it?
Yeah, I would say, but you know, people have disagreements. When you go to the ice cream shop, do you sample? And if so, how many samples is allowed before it becomes like theft?
I'm maximum one sample. I just can't do it. I feel uncomfortable. It's like a Larry David moment, you know, if you're like the multiple samples, you know.
So is it because you feel like you're stealing or because you feel like it indicates that you don't know what you want?
You know, actually, honestly, it's the time pressure that I'm waiting on.
Okay.
You know, when somebody's behind me, you know, I was like, man, I get a good, especially in this job, you know, that someone will say, man, the mayor was taking up all the time, you know, up front. So one sample maximum for me.
I gotcha. Very good. I'm a 2 to 3, by the way, just, you know, if it helps.
You in line then. Yeah.
Okay. And now I promise not to tell PPD when I talk to him tomorrow, but do you ever drive with your knees? Like you're holding something in your hands temporarily,
yes, but
you have to keep the wheel steady with the knee. Do you ever do that?
Only outside the city limits and or Escambia County or where anybody knows me that can call me. So.
So that's a yes. Okay, fair enough.
Only is the way is where I drive like that.
I gotcha. All right, DC Reeves, mayor of Pensacola, just got reelected last night with a 53% win over a field of six. Congratulations. Always good to talk to you. We'll talk to you again next week, sir.
Absolutely, Andrew. Thank you so much.